One thing that we are missing and overlooking is the 60th anniversary of the network is coming up. We don't have any fundraising plans that is a national, a network-wide plan to use that as a benefit to get money. I, for one, well, actually, my LSD last night voted that we take on no new expenditures from the PNB. That was their charge to myself and Rob and other members of the PNB from WPFW, that we don't, that we not approve a loan, and that we also not approve any new expenditures for turnaround specialists. It's hard to justify if you're $1 million in the hole, spending $100,000 to $200,000 for a turnaround. I know we need it, but the money is not there. So I would suggest that we look at fundraising opportunities, the 60th anniversary being a huge one, start to really operate as a network and find ways to do national fund drives, and that we appeal honestly to the listeners as well as those who have benefited over the years from being broadcast on Pacifica. That's the authors, that's the musicians, those are the activist organizations. Those are people who we need to be appealing to right now. And then those funds hopefully could be used for the turnaround specialists. And I think we're going to have to get the loan, even though my LSB doesn't agree with it, and neither do I, you know, personally. But if we're in this kind of a problem, we definitely need to get, you know, emergency monies. But in, as we're doing that, we also need to be innovative in our fundraising approach and not pie in the sky thinking that the GMs are going to come up with a way to change the way that we do business at Pacifica, which is why we're in the situation that we're in right now. Thank you.
Grace.
Would this National Finance Committee recommend that we hire a turnaround specialist up to $200,000 if the money can be raised outside of the normal Pacifica fundraising? Would that be acceptable?
I object. That's not our role.
Well, I think that, Grace, if I were to reformulate your question, perhaps it would be that the National Finance Committee would simply suggest to the PNB that the funding for this proposal, if the PNB were to adopt it, would be done through outside fundraising.
Brian.
Does that make sense?
Sherry?
No, not necessarily. I mean, I think, you know, that's the cart before the horse, in a sense.
Well, but the reason I'm concerned is, for example, the NFC has not heard the presentation. The PNB did. And we're charged with fiscal responsibility. And, for example, Campbell, he hasn't even heard the presentation. I mean, and so I don't think our role is to make a comment on whether the turnaround should be done by Glick and guitarists or whoever, because NFC just wasn't in on that loop. But we are charged with identifying the fiscal. And what I'm basically asking you is it your proposal, excluding the idea of whether we do it or not, because that's PNB, is it your proposal that we marshal this with some sort of outside fundraising plan, you know, a grant?
No, it really isn't.
I get the feeling,
if you don't want me to, you know, am I done? No, not necessarily.
No, I was asking you a question. That's all. You answered it. So go on.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm saying that I want to put some things out there as possibilities, not as proposals.
Okay. I was just making sure. I didn't know whether you were trying to advance a motion at this point or what. Okay. Campbell.
Jamie.
And then Jamie.
Did you hear Sherry?
Oh, I'm sorry. I did hear Sherry. Sherry and then Jamie.
I thought it was Brian next. Anyway.
Brian did say something, too. I'm sorry.
I had that first. That doesn't necessarily put me on the stack.
Campbell, did you want to say something?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm probably going to have to sign off pretty soon because I'm very tired. The thing that I was going to say is this, that, you know, a farmer doesn't grow many crops to keep the seed in the barn. And also, if you keep the seed in the grain store, you know, you got to get the seed in the ground and then, you know, be active with it and water it and et cetera, and have sunlight. So what I would see is this, and from part of what Grace was saying, it occurred to me that maybe it would be phase two or three where the consultants would perhaps help us identify and, you know, either angels, either prospective funders, you know, maybe, you know, Warren Buffett, maybe Bill Gates, you know, may have an interest that could be stimulated. And, you know, in terms of getting involved and engaged in this, and what Zakai is saying in regards to a number of the folks who have been involved with us or prospectively could be involved with us, I think that oftentimes, certainly in WPFW land, we have been so adamant about who we're going to accept support from that, you know, we've been cutting off our nose to spite our face. And I think that if we think a bit more comprehensively in this context, we can find resources. If we have to, you know, I know people all the time who are going to college and whatnot and say, oh, gee, I'm going to have to get another part-time job, another. Damn it, go in and get in debt. You know, you should get in debt up to your eyeballs because once you get out of college, you're going to be making so much more money than, you know, the minimum wage jobs that you have getting through school that it makes a heck of a lot of sense to go ahead and get in all the debt you can get into while getting through school and scholarships, et cetera. There's no sin in that. But I think that I hear too much of what sounds almost like folks who would stick their money in the mattress and expect it to do great things for them, and that isn't the way that the real world exists, and that's not the way that successful organizations, successful businesses, or successful people operate. You have to do a whole lot with OPM. I don't know if anybody's heard of that terminology before, other people's money. And, you know, to share a vision with other people that they can have an interest in the fact that we have resources that can achieve a lot of these things, even though maybe we stumble over ourselves in doing it, I think that we can see that. So what I'm saying is that, indeed, we do, you know, it would be a good idea for us to not just myopically look at what our task is for the PNB, but to be able to provide them some notion of, okay, this is what is needed to do this job, to address the challenge, and these are some ideas as to how we can go about getting it. And the closer it seems to me that we can put the dots together, the better off we will be, the better off Pacifica will be.
Okay, it's 10:46 Eastern time, and I want to tie up this discussion, if I could. We've got Sherry, Jamie, and Brian on the stack. Sherry,
Paul, get on.
Our Paul.
Sure.
And let's try to wind this up. If there's a recommendation from the committee, I'm ready to entertain one.
I'll have one when our Paul's done, Brian.
Okay. Well, I've got Sherry on the stack next, then Jamie, then Brian, then our
Mike,
Paul.
Mike, I gave you a recommendation.
Okay. Well, I'm looking for motion and Sherry's now on the stack, so that's what I'm recognizing right now.
I just wanted to correct something that went out on the stream. What the GM submitted to the board, the only attachment that they included was an overview in detail of their fundraising. But there was a many-item plan that addressed programming and a national presence, et cetera, that they did advise PNB members would be forthcoming in detail within the next 2 weeks. And I just want to emphasize again, in terms of these budgets having been approved, that if we don't pay Democracy Now, whatever our contract price is, and they raise $4 to $5 million for the network, then we're going to lose that revenue by not paying them. So I have my concerns. There is no money for this turnaround firm. And that's what I would propose the recommendation be.
Jamie.
Hi, yes, thanks. Let's see, I had a couple points, but I only remember one, which was, if I recall correctly, part of the loan monies were to be dedicated towards projects that increase future revenue. You know, I'm
listenership.
Not...
Programming and listenership.
Okay, I those could be dedicated to this if the board chose to do so. I'm actually not. I'm going to personally going to find it hard to vote for the loan unless there's a repayment, unless it comes with a plan that indicates that we will be able to repay it.
Terrific.
But you know, just to that could be one source of funds for this if the PNB is interested in using that extra money for this cost.
Brian.
So here's I'm gonna wait. R. Paul was ahead of me.
No, it was Brian and then R. Paul.
I'll pass because he hasn't spoken yet, and I've hogged the phone.
R. Paul.
All right. I'm not on the PNB. I will never vote on the main thing. However, in terms of the funding, I'll just say, in terms of the thing itself, we need to change something because. You don't need to be a math major or an economics guru to see where the trend line is pointing in terms of revenue and everything like that. What sort of timeline is possible for this? By which I mean everybody's, you know, I know how Pacifica works, and there's controversy right now. And this thing doesn't get funded right away. I mean, let's say this turnaround thing can't start in January. Let's say it can't, you know, we don't identify the money right away. Would it be possible to start it somewhere down the line when there might be, if not consensus, at least a general recognition of the state of Pacifica? And, you know, circumstances sometimes make people say, gee, I dislike this intensely, but I'll hold my nose and go with it because, you know, the life raft we're on is getting smaller by the day. So my question is, what would be the impact of this happening, say, 6 months later than you would want it to have? And would it be possible then?
Can I respond to that, Mike?
Sure. Go ahead, Grace.
Okay. Obviously, Jan Glick and Maria Gutierrez are a small firm. We had a second firm that we were seriously considering. That's the Center for Volunteer and Nonprofit Leadership. They work similar to Compass Point in this regard. However, they will do a turnaround, help us with interim management with more of a turnaround focus. Because Jan and Maria are small, they may go on to a different project. So that's true. This might be time sensitive. However, there are other options. For instance, the Center for Nonprofit Leadership, the way they work is, they have a pool of 30 or so interim EDs who are highly have a huge amount of experience in jumping in and providing interim management, and they have some who can do turnarounds, who have turnaround expertise. Their interim EDs never remain permanently in an organization, which gives them the ability to remain exterior from the politics, and so they can do the heavy lifting. This is directly from Jackie and the other head of the Center for Volunteer and Nonprofit Leadership, which is based in the San Francisco Bay Area. So because they do it a little bit differently, they charge a nominal fee, let's say $3,500, I believe. Maybe it's a little bit more than that. Maybe it's $5,000. I don't remember the exact figure. They come in, do a quick assessment, pick out of their pool three interim EDs for us, and we choose one of them, and then they're with us for a few months and help us with a choice, a search for a permanent ED that would fit us, and that would be how they would do the turnaround. So our options are not closed.
I'm trying to keep us on subject here. Great.
Our options are not closed if Jan Glick and Maria Gutierrez are not available. There are other options.
Okay. Brian.
So I'm going to throw something out and welcome amendments that's in the form of the financial impact statements we've passed on to the PND in the past, and I will rattle it off and then email it. And but before I do, I'll just preface it with saying I agree quite a bit with folks on this call who say that.
Hold on, I can't hear you, Brian. Can you speak up?
I'm sorry. Are other people having that problem? Is it something with my phone?
I hear you loud and clear.
Might be on your end, Grace.
No, it isn't. I hear everyone else just fine. But if you speak a little closer to your headphone, I think I'll be able to hear you.
I'll do my best.
Okay.
I'll just preface this by saying I certainly agree with people who think the network means fundamental change and don't want to be perceived as a defender of the status quo. Have some particular concerns about this consultancy that don't really need to come up on this call, and really want to limit my motion to financial impact. So this is going to be in the form of financial impact statements we've done before, and as I said, I'll welcome amendments. The National Finance Committee finds as follows, that if the PND pursues the attached turnaround proposal, it should be prepared to spend as much as $200,000 in consultant fees and associated costs over 6 months to see it completion, parentheses, even if it hopes to complete it for less. The National Finance Committee finds that based on the network's current cash position, there are not sufficient funds to finance this project. The only financing options are as follows. One, the Pacifica National Board could offset the cost by cutting an equivalent amount of spending that would require terminating or furloughing roughly 8 rank-and-file employees. Two, the Pacifica National Board could amortize the cost of the consultancy by borrowing $200,000 above and beyond those loans the network is currently pursuing. At current interest rates, annual payments on such a loan would cost roughly $20,000 per year and require an equivalent expense offset by cutting one half of a full-time equivalency. Three, the Pacifica National Board could defer pursuit of this project, until after members of the PND raise major donor or restricted grant revenues dedicated specifically for this purpose.
Okay, is that a motion, Brian?
That's a motion.
Or a second. Oh, yeah. Do we?
You don't need a second.
Don't need a second. All right. Any discussion of the motion?
Yes.
Great.
I have discussion of the motion. I would say that the turnaround should be inserted in the loan document, and the money should come out of the revenue generation section of the loan document, should the loan document be approved. I would like to state, however, that I would be against increasing the face amount of the loan. If the loan is taken out, then I would suggest that the CD, the KPFA CD, which is going to be repaid by the loan, be used for the turnaround. And
use your building.
Wait a minute, Sherry.
Okay. We're using our KPFK building to mortgage the loan. I had no
Grace,
part of that decision.
Grace, I just want to ask you a question about your company. Aren't you against the loan?
I'm absolutely against the loan. But
okay.
Should it happen, even though I vote against it, this is a motion. If the loan may be voted in up, and I'd like to insert this language into this motion just in case I'm voted down on that. Although I have to state that three LSBs have taken a stand against this loan.
Well, I mean, I was just kind of pointing out that it seems that you're kind of at opposite ends on, you know, you're against the loan, but you want to incorporate funding for this proposal into the loan.
No,
that's
certainly perfectly logical to me. That
okay.
That's
all
better
right.
Than because I may be voted down regarding the loan. So this is at least something.
Did you want to add that as like a number 4 to the motion as one of the options?
No, I want to. I'd like to see the language that Brian has. I believe you wanted to increase the amount of the loan. I would like to substitute in the cost of the turnaround. Either substitute in the cost of the turnaround in place of other revenue generation stipulations in the loan proposal, or have it be agreed that the turnaround will be paid out of the $400,000 KPFA CD that will be paid back by the loan.
I object to this.
Okay.
That's
Sherry,
fine. You
what's
can
your
object.
Objection?
You know, the loan package had... Is somebody asleep? The loan package had a requirement and concern about generating revenue. I don't think this committee is the appropriate place to talk about where that revenue is going to come from. The responsibility, unless we are so charged by the PNB to collect and then identify other sources of revenue, I don't think it's for us to determine how that portion of the loan is to be used. I think the PNB can decide which committee, whether it's this one, whether it's programming, whether it's a combination of that, whether or not they ultimately adopt the GM program, whether or not the Jacqueline group is used, whether or not this group is used. I just think it defeats the purpose of the motion for us to then begin to dictate or identify where the money from the loan that we don't have is supposed to be spent.
Well, I also might add,
Jamie,
I just might add to Sherry's point that there's another party involved in that discussion, and that's the bank. Don't want to forget that. Jamie.
Yeah, I have to say I was somehow cut off the call during Grace's comment, but I have two comments. First is the point of privilege about our LSP. People have said that three LSBs have voted against the loan. With regard to the BAI's LSB, that's not precisely correct. Our LSB voted to tell us to vote against the loan unless there was a reasonable and responsible or some kind of language like that repayment plan offered. So it wasn't a blanket rejection of the loan. It was sort of a conditional rejection of the loan, which allowed an avenue where people could approve the loan and still be in the good graces of the LSB should there be a repayment plan offered with the loan. So it's not quite correct to say that the BAI LSB voted against the loan and leave it at that.
I stand corrected then.
Okay, no problem. My second comment is that maybe Grace already said this, but perhaps you could include language in Brian's motion like investigate the use of part of the current equity loan
proceeds
to fund the turnaround company. You know, that leaves it open-ended. I use the word investigate. You know, perhaps it's, I don't want to get into the loan document here, but perhaps, you do have to speak to the bank. It's not like the PNB can just wave their hands and make that happen, but that's something that could be looked into.
You want to add that to the motion?
Yeah, I would use the word investigate the use of proceeds from the current equity loan. Or proceeds, not the right word. You know, investigate funds from the current equity loan.
Brian, you want to add that as like a number four to Brian's three-part motion?
Sure.
Brian, do you have any objection to that?
I was just curious. I had understood, based on our cash flow conversation from Lonnie, beyond what's in the language of the loan, that we needed the full $1 million for operating through cash shortages.
Well, I think
that
Jamie's,
there's not an extra $200 to peel out of here.
I think Jamie's proposal gives the leeway because he uses the word investigate. I mean, it may not be possible, it may not be practical, but maybe we should investigate it.
Exactly. We should investigate it.
Could I hear well
put? Yeah, Lonnie, I understand.
The number. Okay. Did I hear Art Paul as well?
Yeah, Art Paul needs to hear it. Actually said, you've given us a partial sentence. I would like to hear. You have investigate use of proceeds from loan.
Investigate the use of funds from the current equity loan. Isn't that one of the sources?
Potential. Okay,
the
source. Okay.
The implied finish is to pay for the turnaround fund, the turnaround group.
So you're going to add that to the menu that's already offered by Brian's motion, right?
Lonnie, I'm staying.
Yeah, that's what I would.
Yeah, hold on.
Would do.
Okay. All right. Brian, did you write that additional part down? Because you've got the written motion so that you could say it again for us in a minute.
I did, and I assumed our Paul was on it. Did you catch
okay.
our Paul?
Investigate use of funds from the current equity loan.
Okay.
Yeah, but
and,
then you have the whole motion.
I have
yes.
the whole motion.
I don't know whether our Paul's got the whole motion. Does our Paul have the whole motion?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Lonnie.
Yeah, if I have to, I'll make some amendments, but let me start by just simply saying that adding to the loan is not really possible. They have a fixed amount. It has gone through their loan committee. To go back again would be very, very difficult to do. Using the funds for turnaround would have to be accompanied by their criteria, which is that a proposal would show capacity to pay the loan back, that it has to be revenue producing outside current budget. And that's their criteria. They want you to show that any project you take on with those extra funds be revenue producing and show capacity to produce enough revenue to pay back the loan. So it would have to have that component.
Lonnie, it's getting late. I don't want to cut you off, but I think all of that is solved by Jamie's language investigation.
I understand. Investigate. I'm predicting the results of that investigation.
Okay. I got you. But it's getting late. And I'd like to.
Let me make my amendment here if I can. And my amendment is that that the project be put on a pay as you go basis. I think that any new expenses ought to be matched by identifying the funds to pay for it. That's my bottom line, and I think that has to be a bottom line, that we go on a pay-as-you-go. The amendment would be that any new expenditures for turnaround or other expenditures for Pacifica be put on a pay-as-you-go basis, that funds are identified prior to expenditure.
Grace, I'd like to be on the stack.
Okay,
That's supposed to be standing board policy. That's the point of the policy that asks for a financial impact assessment on anything the board does that would cost money.
Yeah, that's what I'm reiterating here. Some of the board people may not be familiar with that policy, and I'm sort of wanting to make it clear, restated, that we cannot, in fact, expend new money without identifying a source. That is board policy.
Brian, do you have any problem with adding a sentence that says that, too?
I do, only because this is a financial impact statement and Lonnie's proposing a reiteration of policy. I think there's great merit to it. I just don't think they belong in the same motion. They should be voted on separately.
I'm just trying to, it's getting late, I'm just trying to save
and,
time.
And I also think it's irrelevant because it's already on the books. I mean, that is the procedure the board has approved.
I'm just saying, Brian, I
want to just kind of point that out to the PNB when it's time to discuss that issue. I mean, that's a standing policy. Would that satisfy you? I'll support you on that. It's 11 o'clock in New York, so I'm just getting real sensitive to time here, and I want to try to accomplish something tonight. Is that okay with you, Lonnie? Is it absolutely necessary?
Well, could we attach a note to the motion? And I simply identify that current policy does exist.
Yeah.
Just footnote to the motion. I'd be happy with that.
Yeah, no, you don't have any objection to that, Brian. Just reminding everybody about the current policy.
Sure, I'll wordsmith it for you. The National Finance Committee reminds the Pacifica National Board that standing board policy does not permit PNB to vote on a resolution that will cost money until after it has seen a financial impact assessment that estimates the cost and identifies a source for the fund. That's fine.
Okay, good. All right. Grace, for the last comment, and then let's try to get this thing wrapped up.
Okay, I'd like to hear Brian's entire motion.
Okay. Would Brian or R. Paul, whoever's got it, read the motion?
I can read it if you want. Brian, do you want to
read it? As long as somebody sends it to me.
It's better if you do, R. Paul.
Okay.
That way we know what's going in the minutes.
That's true. Pardon me as I cough. The NFC finds as follows, that if the PNB pursues the attached turnaround proposal, it should be prepared to spend over $200,000 in consultants' fees and associated costs over 6 months to see it to completion, even if it hopes to complete it for less. The National Finance Committee finds that, based on the network's current cash position, there are not sufficient funds to finance this project. The committee identifies the following financing options. One, the Pacifica National Board could offset the cost by cutting an equivalent amount of spending. This would require terminating or furloughing roughly 8 rank-and-file employees. 8 employees by $25,000 per 6-month period salary and benefit. Two, the Pacifica National Board would amortize the cost of the consultancy by borrowing $200,000 above and beyond those loans the network is currently pursuing. At current interest rates, annual payments on such a loan would cost roughly $20,000 and require an equivalent expense offset by cutting one half of a full-time equivalency. Three, the Pacifica National Board could defer pursuit of this project until after members of the PNB raise major donor or restricted grant revenues dedicated specifically for this purpose.
This is Grace. I'd like to
hold on. Let him finish reading the motion. He's not finished.
I'm not done yet.
Sorry.
And four.
The amendment is to investigate use of funds.
This would be number four.
Investigate use of funds from current equity loan. And it ends with, the NFC reminds the PNB that standing PNB policy does not permit the PNB to vote on a resolution that will cost money until after it has seen a financial impact assessment that estimates the cost and identifies a source for the fund.
Okay. Motion's been read. Grace, did you want to say something else? I'd kind of like to wrap this up to a vote.
Yes, I'd like to strike the part in the motion that says it can't be part of the million-dollar loan. Can you read that sentence, R. Paul?
Okay, give me one second to get back.
That it can't or can? What did you say,
that
Grace?
It says it can't in the that sentence. I'd like to strike that sentence.
There's no such sentence.
I think the sentence says the opposite, Grace. I think that's Jamie's amendment, that the fourth option is that that we investigate whether it can be used in the current loan package.
Okay, can you read that sentence, that part of the motion?
Paul, can you read number four for Grace?
It's not number four. It's earlier. It's part of number two.
Two is, the Pacifica National Board could amortize the cost of the consultancy by borrowing $200,000 above and beyond those loans the network is currently pursuing. At current interest rates, annual payments on such a loan would cost roughly $20,000 and require an equivalent expense offset by cutting one half of a full-time equivalency.
Okay, the sentence before that, it's part of number one then.
One, the Pacifica National Board could offset the cost by cutting an equivalent amount of spending. That would require terminating or furloughing roughly 8 rank-and-file employees, 8 employees by $25,000 for 6 month period salary and benefit.
Okay, I would like to amend the motion by stating as number five that the PNB can choose to alter the loan document to insert the cost of the turnaround expert into the application for the loan.
That's what number four says, Grace. That's what Jamie's
I don't want to add it to. I want it to be within the million-dollar framework.
Yeah, but that's what my point says.
That's what Jamie's number four says.
Okay, can you please read it to me so I'm sure that it's in there?
Okay, let me get up to that part. Four, investigate use of funds from the current equity loan.
Is this the mortgage loan you're thinking of?
Yeah, that's the equity loan.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the million-dollar loan.
Oh, okay, fine.
Okay, any objection to the motion? Once, going twice. Motion's adopted.
This is the motion including, we're sort of just rolling in Jamie Ross's thing.
Right.
That motion as read by our Paul
in its entirety. Any objections? Okay, hearing none, the motion is adopted. Our Paul, could you make sure and email that to me so I can get it to the PNB? Because I'm not.
I'll mail it to everybody within the next 15 minutes.
You're a great man.
Mike.
Yes, Sherry.
I would move to adjourn and any unfinished items on the agenda be carried over to a meeting that you should set before the new year.
Second.
Oh, joy. The new year. Okay. Any objections to that?
Are we going to have a chance to weigh in on the loan if we do that?
I don't know. The loan is, well, we can, if you want to put it on the, if you want to put the loan on the agenda, I'll put it on the agenda, but.
It's gone.
I think we're out of
it's
time right
gone.
Now. I mean, it's a PNB for Sunday night's meeting.
It's gone.
Yeah.
All right, any objection to Sherry's motion to adjourn?
I second it.
Is the motion to adjourn, and we'll have an adjourned meeting at the next time?
What?
Yeah, I'll do a poll. I'll do a poll to see what's a convenient time since we're bumping into the holidays, and I'll set another meeting before the end of the year.
Is the motion just a flat motion to adjourn?
The motion was a motion to adjourn, carry the unfinished items on the agenda, and set a meeting before.
Right,
that's essentially what I've been doing all year, by the way, carrying the unfinished items.
I know, Mike. I know. I just thought I had to.
Any objections to that? Can we go to sleep now? We're hearing none. Thank you all very much.
Thanks.
We'll see you on the next one.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.